How much hiring does the U.S. economy need? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The real market mover comes in just about an hour and a half. How many more people got jobs in August and who's been looking for work but not finding it? While the data show business investment has been down with this trade war, hiring has remained strong, but keep an eye on the long-term view. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Economists like to look at average job creation over many months to smooth out weird weather effects and statistical anomalies. And that shows a significant slowdown. Last year, we added 223,000 jobs a month on average. This year, we're down to 165,000. Frank Fiorelli at payroll processor Paychex says the pace of hiring by small business confirms the trend.
It's still growing, but that growth keeps trending down, kind of drip, drip, drip.
Now, job creation can actually drop even lower and still provide enough employment for young people entering the workforce, says Andrew Stettner at the Century Foundation.
Just for the purposes of population growth, we'd be okay at about 75,000 jobs per month.
But Stettner says that wouldn't give unemployed people a decent shot at finding work again, or entice people who've gotten discouraged and stopped looking for work to give it another try. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. The FTSE index in London is essentially flat. Here, the S&P future is up 0.2%, the Dow future up 0.3%. The credit rating agency Fitch has downgraded Hong Kong, given pro-democracy protests and the police response to the protests there. And the central bank in Beijing today let loose some new economic stimulus, letting banks cut back on money they have to hold in reserve, meaning about $125 billion can be let loose into the flagging Chinese economy through further lending. We're watching for details of a new investigation today into Google and Facebook by three dozen state attorneys general. Big tech companies are already under federal investigation amid antitrust and privacy concerns. There's a new report out from the Federal Reserve that puts a number on the worldwide cost of rising trade tensions. The report finds that uncertainty created by the trade war will reduce the economic output of the United States by 1% through next year. Marketplace's Justin Ho has been looking through the report.
Yeah, so the paper sets out with the idea that there's been this big rise of trade policy uncertainty over the last couple of years. You know, that's things like the U.S. trade war with China, the threats of new tariffs against Mexico and Europe and Japan. This new report says these trade fights have gone hand in hand with a slowdown in global industrial production. And the big finding puts a number as to how much that uncertainty is dragging down the world's total output. By the beginning of next year, trade uncertainty will drag global GDP down by just over 1%. Similar results here in the U.S. 1% off tens of trillions of dollars in global GDP. That's a lot of money.
And this report is from the U.S. Federal Reserve itself.
Yeah, this is from the Fed's economic research team. And, you know, the Fed's been saying this well before they found out these hard numbers. Fed Chair Jay Powell cited trade policy uncertainty and weak global growth when he lowered interest rates last month. Powell has also said that even though the Fed's tools are powerful, there just isn't much recent precedent for what the Fed can actually do about it.
All right. Marketplace's Justin Ho, thank you very much.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
States offer millions of dollars in incentives to lure film and TV productions from the usual suspects, California, Western Canada, and New York. At the state level, Florida doesn't offer incentives, but some of the state's largest counties are ponying up. From WUSF in Tampa, Bradley George reports.
Live by Night was a film starring and directed by Ben Affleck, released in 2016. It's a gangster film set in Tampa in the 1920s.
You don't think I'm strong enough?
I don't know if you're cruel enough.
Powerful men don't have to be cruel.
But not one frame of it was shot in Tampa. Instead, Affleck decided to take advantage of Georgia's generous incentives. Films and TV shows shot there are eligible for a 30% rebate on money they spend in the state. Neighboring Florida used to have its own 30% rebate program, but it ran out of money in 2014, and state lawmakers refused to reauthorize it.
We were number three in the United States as far as location filming while we had that incentive program at the state level.
Tyler Martinolik is in charge of Film Tampa Bay.
Since that program has ended, we're not even in the top 20 anymore.
Six counties in Florida are now dangling their own incentives. In Hillsborough County, which includes Tampa, productions get a 10% rebate if they spend at least $100,000. Martinolik says that works well for TV commercials or films with a small budget.
But 10% isn't going to attract Avengers, right, when they can go to Georgia and get 30% or more.
One of the films to take advantage of the credit is I Saw a Man with Yellow Eyes, an upcoming thriller starring Katherine Heigl and Harry Connick Jr. Tony Stopperan is one of the producers. He says local incentives from three counties were a key reason he decided to keep the production in Florida. But he also notes the deal restricts where he can film.
I shouldn't have to limit the productions that I do to those that are showcasing the beautiful beaches and downtowns of the Tampa Bay, Sarasota area.
According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, about a dozen states have ended their incentives over the last decade due to tightening budgets and uncertainty over the economic benefits. Multiple attempts to revive Florida's incentive program have failed. Philip Suderman with the Florida chapter of Americans for Prosperity spoke against the latest effort before a Senate committee earlier this year.
Instead of corporate welfare handouts involving taxpayer dollars that will almost certainly provide poor returns, government should offer pro-market solutions for economic growth, such as removing unnecessary regulations and fees that can hinder a firm's ability to operate.
Film industry supporters in Tampa are urging Hillsborough County to expand its incentive program, which is capped at $500,000 a year. In Tampa, I'm Bradley George for Marketplace.
And amid forecasts that crude oil prices will stay low perhaps for years with production up and the world economy in a shaky period, U.S. oil producers are cutting budgets and staff. There's word there have been as many bankruptcies of oil and gas companies January through August of this year as occurred in all of last year. And the number of oil rigs in service is down 14% in a year. At the moment, crude oil in New York is down 1.4%, $55.49 a barrel. It was $72 a year ago. Our executive producer is Nicole Childers. Our digital producer is Redmond Carolipio and Miguel Contreras. Our engineer is Brian Allison. Production help from Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. And this is from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.